This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Your official station to talk New York Knicks. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
The New York Yankees have finally turned over a new leaf and said, you know what, let's welcome in facial hair. And I said, you know what, welcome to the party. That's great, but it's not enough. I feel like we're praising the Yankees for finally turning the new leaf, yet I still feel like the rules in place are still going to hinder them from getting certain players. Like, that's one thing that I just heard from them yesterday when Hal and Cashman spoke, was if it was one player they missed out on because of facial hair, that was one too many. But they're still going to be very strict on certain rules. The haircut rules are going to be in place. But that's another rule that's going to hinder you from getting certain players. Like, we just heard Cameron Maben on with Keith a little while ago, and he was not shell-shocked, but, like, it threw him off when he had to cut his hair. When the Marlins said that they had to changing the rules and you have to shape your hair a certain way and you have to straighten things up. But you know what, though? The players today are different. The players today in baseball and basketball, football, hockey, it doesn't make a difference what sport it is. They're different. A lot of guys have religions that they focus on and support, and because of that, certain they have to, you know, they don't cut their hair, they don't do certain things, and I respect that. And I wish the Yankees would just go full throttle. Just go full throttle. I'm not saying put the names on the back of the jerseys now because of it, even though that's not the end of the world either. Like, hey, by the way, and I know this is not facial hair, this is not the way that we look, but the National League had a pitcher hit up until 4 years ago. Guess what happened? They've changed the rule. There's now a universal DH, and everyone has moved on. And you just move forward. And that's all the Yankees have to do. That's all the Yankees had to do. I'm happy that they have at least, adapted to this facial hair experiment, whether it's an experiment, whatever it is. I'm happy that they've moved forward and said, you know what, facial hair, let's bring it on. It's about time. But I will say this much. there has definitely been players that they've lost and they have not, they've missed out on or never came through because of the facial hair rules. And because of the hair rules, because of the strictness of the New York Yankees. And not saying it's Juan Soto because, hey, maybe that was one thing, but we'll never know. Unless he wants to bring it up, that's up to him. But one part, Luis Castillo was there was a trade offer for Luis Castillo a couple of years ago. I know eventually name that got thrown in there to go back to the Reds was Anthony Volpe. But the one thing I will say, and I believe it, that Luis Castillo would have never approved the trade, and that the GM and the people of the Cincinnati Reds probably respected the fact that Castillo was not going to go if he had to cut his hair. Just wasn't going to do it. Yeah, maybe they upped the offer. Maybe they were asking for too much with Volpe, but they eventually got something back, or they were able to make it work with Seattle. And it was a similar trade where they got a very high-level prospect. Maybe one of Volpe's character. So the point is, maybe the Reds used that as a, we're going to up our ante. We know that Castillo's never going to go anyway, but we're going to go and say, we're going to ask for something very top level because we really are not going to give Castillo to the Yankees. He's not going to go, but we know that we'll get something else. But let's set that mark with a Volpe type player. Point being is I think they've missed out on people in the past. I think they definitely have. There's no doubt about it. That there's certain players that decided not to go to the New York Yankees because of the facial hair thing. So it's about time that they've come through on that note. But there's still other things that they could do. And it's not about, oh my goodness, you know, they've changed their aura, or they've changed the way that the Yankees look. Yeah, the Yankees are always going to be a highbrow type of team. It's always going to be that way. There's always, listen, even with the Dodgers being the kings right now of baseball, the Yankees are still of an organization that are scary, that are always going to be up there, that are always going to be a winning team, that is always going to be separated from 90% of baseball. So that's never going to change. But it's about time they've at least come to the 21st century and have decided to add a little bit to the give back to the players. And here's the thing, too. I've heard complaints about, oh, is it just, you know, first it's the beards, now it's, you know, and then it's the chains and this and that. But does it change the way that we look at baseball? I don't think so. I think that we're just moving forward, like I said earlier. In baseball today, what is one thing that we talk about? How they celebrate home runs and how they pimp the hell when they hit a home run in a game. If that happened 20 years ago, those guys get beaned and beat up and all this. It's changed. The sport is growing for the better. So it's about time the Yankees did it, and I'm happy they did. I'm not going to go full blood. I'm not going to give it 100% credit to the Yankees just yet because there's still rules in place that are, you know, again, I understand it. It's a tough change. Change is tough at times. But they should have just gone all in. They should have allowed, if it comes down to, I understand maybe they want to make sure the beards are clean and stuff like that. But the hair length, all that other stuff, like they need to allow that as well. They need to put themselves in a position where not one person says, you know what, I'm not going to come here because I have to cut my hair. No. I understand, listen, and I've seen, you've seen plenty of people do it. Randy Johnson cut his hair. Plenty of players in the history of the game have changed their look for the Yankees. And they all, at the end of the day, look like John Birdie. When John Birdie came over, he had a beard, and when he came over, the beard's gone, and he just looked like a normal. Look, they all look the same. It's cookie cutter. Yankees are cookie cutter. You know, there's certain players that stand out, that step out. Okay, fine. But everyone else looks like plain Jane. And it's about time they have their time to, you know, add a little flair to their getup, to their uniform, whatever it is. Have style. I mean, that's the one thing that I've, especially when it comes down to like a relief pitcher, the intimidating factor, I mean, that's something that it's been going on for years now, for decades, where certain pitchers come in there and they scare the hell out of you. They just have that intimidating factor. Brian Wilson, just a, you know, the shoe polish in the hair, in the facial hair. I know sometimes it's over the top, but whatever. There was a fear factor with him when he came in the game. He's a little bit of a wild man. You want to be intimidated. You do. You want your players to be scary to other teams. They want to be imposing. And the Yankees haven't had that in a long time. They just don't scare people anymore. So maybe this will help. 888-808-1019. Again, it's Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan till 5 a.m. when Richard Neer takes over. 888-808-1019. Don't forget to download the Odyssey app. If you miss anything at all throughout the show, just hit the rewind button. And you can always follow me at Hoff, WFA. Let's get to these phone calls. Andrew is in Shirley. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on, Hoff?
How we doing?
Doing good. I think one part we're missing here is really what this is. It's, you know, you're doing a very good job of putting a positive spin on it, which is fine because you take it in any which way. But this is the Yankees waving the white flag. That's really what this is. And I'll tell you why. It is moving forward. It's doing what everybody else is doing. And this is a 2025 thing, so I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But two things can be true. It is the Yankees waving the white flag, and you know why? Because they're no longer the Yankees of old where, hey, are they paying the most in town or across the league? Nope. So they don't have that on the chip. Okay. Are they winning championships every year like they were in the past? Nope. All right. So they don't have that on their end. So the people that were willing to conform before, the Yankees no longer, even though you're saying they're still the big bad Yankees in their own right, they no longer have that notoriety like they did in the past to say, you better do what we're saying or follow the Yankee way because it has this big benefit to it. It just doesn't anymore. So they don't have the right, basically, to say no to these players, or these players are not going to say, like, hey, why should I do this for the Yankees? They're not any better than the Sox or the Astros or the Dodgers or the Mets at this point. And that's really what it comes down to.
Well, I mean, the one thing I'll agree with you on this is that, you know, the Dodgers are spending money, the Mets are spending money, there's certain teams that are spending money. So you're not going to the Yankees just for the money. You're going for the Yankees for a culture, a winning culture, the history of the team and stuff like that. But now, you're right, they finally got back to the World Series last year. That was the first time in how many years? So it's
exactly. It's the longest stretch in their history. The longest stretch, or a longest stretch in many decades, maybe, of not going to the World Series. And let's be honest, a World Series appearance is a World Series appearance, but that pass is obviously questionable. But the bottom line is that was the longest stretch they went without making it to the World Series. So when you start talking about the not as much winning culture, the not as much outpaying everybody else, and all those things that used to be a thing, that a big separator of the past, is I'm sitting there like, listen, if I love my beard or it's my culture or whatever it is, why would I make that change for the Yankees when there's not one team, but actually a few other teams that are as good or better, you know, destination to go to? Hey, New York doesn't even have the weather to compete with some of these places, but you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you're losing all these boxes to check to say, oh, I'm going to go bend over backwards to be a Yankee. It's just not that way anymore. And it's not going to be that way until, I don't know, they rattle off some championships, maybe.
Well, we'll see if they get back. Andrew, good call. Thanks so much to start off with that. Yeah, I will say this much. I thought I was being a little negative with this whole thing because, again, I still think the Yankees kind of copped out a little bit. They didn't go full throttle. They didn't go all in. They didn't go and say, you know what, we're going to go. And no holds bar. If you want to come in here and have long hair and, you know, color your hair, whatever you want to do with it, it's all good. You be you. You do what you want to do. It's all good. Instead, they're like, well, we'll change the facial hair rule. You can have a beard, but it's got to be certain look, got to be certain length, got to be certain, it's got to be clean. It's got to be, we're not going to have, you know, when the Boston Red Sox in 2004 walked around like the, what were they, there was a certain term that they used of endearment. They called them like the lovable idiots or whatever they were. It was a term that they latched onto and they appreciated. But like Johnny Damon was walking around like a caveman. You know, they had those long beards. They had that like dirty look or that style to them. But some of them had swag. Some of them didn't. But they had that like caveman style look at times. And it worked for them. That's what they did. And it worked for them. And I want the Yankees to go full that way too. Because there's certain players that are like Jason Worth and Bryce Harper and certain guys with the long hair, like just let them do it. What's the end of the world? Luis Castillo, if he has long hair, can't have him on the team. I mean, come on. To me, I feel like they didn't commit all the way. Now, what Andrew was saying though is they had to change because of the fact that they haven't been winning. I understand that. You know, there's Juan Soto. If Juan Soto, not saying that he left the Yankees because of the facial hair rule. And by the way, I can't believe we've spent all day talking about facial hair, but this is how much of an impact it had. I mean, think about that. What other organization or what other rule change in baseball do we sit there and talk about being like because of personal hygiene? I mean, imagine people like, hey, listen, dude, you've got to stop wearing those same socks every day because they're starting to stink or whatever it is, but they're your good luck socks. Don't make a difference. You can't wear them anymore. Like, that's basically what we're talking about is shave your beard, shave your hair, or cut your hair, whatever it is. That's what we're kind of we're talking about here is hygiene. And that's kind of what it is. Anyway, but yes, there's been – the Yankees haven't been winning, but what a good time to do it when you went back to the World Series. So it's not like, hey, by the way, we've been losing a lot, and now we need to latch on to this rule. 888-808-1019. Jason is in Waterbury. Jason, what's up?
Hey, Pete, what's going on, brother? Great show, man.
What's going on?
Yeah, not much. Listen, the Yankee mystique has been dead. The Yankee mystique died when Mr. Steinbrenner died, but this is Bruce, and this is the final nail in the coffin that the Yankee mystique is no longer anything close to what it was, because these are the things that they have to do now, because Hal Steinbrenner is not George. He doesn't go out there. He doesn't care about winning. He doesn't care about winning the way his dad did, and he won't go sit in an airport for 6-7 hours like Mr. Steinbrenner did when he was chasing Reggie Jackson. Hal's not going to do that. He didn't do it for Juan Soto, and he's not going to do it for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. like what his dad did. The Yankee mystique is dead. The Yankees are dead, and the Mets have taken over this town once again, just like they did and they owned in the 1980s, bro.
Jason, I love you for that. I don't agree with that. I mean, the Mets need to win something first before they can own anything. They haven't. I mean, they got back to the playoffs last year. That was nice. But they don't own anything yet. And to be fair, I mean, do the Yankees own the town? Nobody owns it right now. But the Yankees are, at least for recency bias, they're the team to beat right now in the American League. You know? They're the better of the two. I mean, what happens in the regular season, you know, who swept who doesn't make a difference. If the Yankees came out last year on top in the World Series, that's all that matters. So I would love for it to be a Met town, but it's not right now. It's not. Now, are we getting closer? Possibly. Are they getting scared by that? Is Hal Steinbrenner, you know, really starting to take a look at what's happening in Queens and saying, hey, you know what? That is, they're serious over there, and I don't know if we can compete with that forever, so we've got to start to adapt and change our rules. Maybe that's something, for sure. But the Mets have not taken over. And by the way, that's something I want to talk about next, coming up on The Fan. There was more to that press conference than just facial hair. You know, there was a lot that was said, a lot of comments, a lot of like trying to figure out, you know, what the reasons for the change did there. Was there a player that they missed out on? And then at the end, there was a few questions about the financial predicament of the Yankees and about their salary and, you know, about how much they want to spend. And those questions, I don't think they were answered as great as I think a lot of Yankee fans were hoping for.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.